Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Well, some pretty big news out of Washington, D.C. yesterday, because the House passed its first bit of legislation, and that was the Lake and Riley Act. And this has to do with illegal immigration, right? That is part of this mandate that Trump got when he was elected. I believe that was probably the arguably biggest thing, that and maybe the economy, that voters are hoping he can do something about, because we've seen the toll this has taken, including on Lake and Riley. If you forget who she was this 22-year-old nursing student from the University of Georgia, goes out for a run by herself in February of 2024, I believe, and this illegal Jose Ibarra ends up brutally murdering her. And it turns out that there were many instances where he should have been deported, had been caught doing some other stuff, and wasn't. And that's, we've been seeing that play out in states across the country. It is obviously a problem. So this is, I think, a big step in the right direction. So again, it's the Lake and Riley Act. And basically what it's doing is it would require these illegals to be held to be detained if they're charged, arrested, or convicted of a burglary, theft, or shoplifting offense. The other part of this, I think, that's really interesting is it also allows the state governments to sue the federal government if basically they're not enforcing the border laws and someone's hurt because of that.
Well, I mean, the headline here, I think, is that who are the 159 representatives, all of them Democrats, who voted against this bill? And why did it take a Republican majority in the House to get the bill introduced into the floor to begin with? This is an embarrassment. I mean, we're not talking about going door to door and arresting every illegal. I mean, I can see some Democrats having a challenge with that. There probably might be some Republicans that had a challenge with that. We're talking about known criminals that once you've got them in custody, you don't just slap them on the wrist and turn them back loose into society. You don't do that. It's just common sense. And 159, and I loved how the Gateway Pundit put this, America-hating Democrats voted against it in favor of rapists and murderers.
Yeah,
I don't know a better way to describe it.
Only 48 of the Democrats moved and voted with the Republicans to pass this thing. They need six. It goes to the Senate. They're supposed to vote on it Friday, but they need 60 votes there in the Senate in order for this to pass. You're right. I think it's mind-blowing that somebody would be against this. Some of the debate was about, well, you're only arresting them. They haven't been convicted of the crime. In fact, I do have some sound I want to play from you, these lawmakers who were debating this in the House floor yesterday.
Today, the name on the bill is Lake and Riley. Tomorrow, it will be another victim of these policies, another son or daughter of a loved one. Thank God the American people have done exactly that. They have given this Congress and this president the tools and the mandate to secure our borders and remove every person who has broken into our country by violating our laws.
This bill would upend 28 years of mandatory immigration detention policy by requiring that any undocumented immigrant arrested for theft, larceny, or shoplifting be detained even if they are never convicted or even charged with a crime.
Yeah, so that's what they're upset about, is that, well, you're not convicting them of a crime and then holding them. You're just saying if they've been arrested. That's what they're upset about.
It's the same silliness that they passed in the state of Illinois with the bail, that with the the putting a ban on cash bail or whatever it was, because they thought that it discriminated against certain people. That's what the Democrats are arguing. What the common sense of the law says is that these aren't people they just were driving down the street, saw them walking down the street, decided to pick them up and put them in a jail cell and say, we're not letting you go. These are people who are accused of very serious crimes against United States citizens. The citizenry of this country, we don't have to put up with that.
Well,
and it's shocking to me that it took until now had Democrats, they were probably afraid to bring this to the floor because they knew that all the Republicans would vote for it and 40 or 50 of their own members would vote for it.
To your point, this is not suggesting that if an illegal is accused of shoplifting that you're supposed to take him into custody, torture him, which includes waterboarding them and pulling off all their fingernails. That's not part of this, right? They're just saying, let's hold them, let's detain them while we investigate. Let's figure all of this out, because how many times, like I mentioned, have we seen scenarios play out where someone's murdered, you end up looking into the background of this person and you find out that they had all these crimes they had been accused of committing, and for whatever reason, they let him go. And now they move on to more heinous crimes like murder, which is exactly what played out with Jose Ibarra and Laken Riley.
We need laws like this because in some places there are no adults in the room, Kim. That's the bottom line. You have idiots like George Soros spending hundreds of millions of dollars to elect Kim Gardner's and people like that who turn around and release criminals back into society. And that's the problem. And it's a shame that you have to have a law like this, but it's been proven again and again that they don't have the common sense to do it on their own. So somebody's going to have to force them to do it. And I think it's a great way to kick off Republican leadership in the House, don't you?
Oh, I agree. I think this is a big step in the right direction, and I'm hoping the Senate is going to come through. I think about what played out here in the local area, with I believe it was St. Charles County and St. Louis County, I think, were voting on something about illegals. Because what we hear talked about, and this is true in my opinion, is every state's a border state. People are coming all across. They're coming across the border, but then they're going everywhere. And even the city of St. Louis had been talking about wanting to bring some of the people who are currently, I think, in the Chicago area, I think, because they've been so overrun in the state of Illinois with these people. They're trying to figure out, where can we send them? They've been sleeping in the airport. So the thought was, well, we have a declining population here in the city of St. Louis. Why not bring some of these people over? Now, do I know if they're illegal? No, but I'll bet you some of them are, and more will come. And remember that, Mark, in St. Charles County and I think St. Louis County, they were trying to pass something about illegals coming to this area. Do you recall that?
Well, they passed resolutions in support of it, certainly. Which is a shame, and you can never talk about that issue without remembering that what the Biden administration and Democrats did was try to change the definition of legal. So in other words, claiming they were giving somebody temporary status while their case is working its way through court, which could take 4 or 5 years, they're trying to argue that they're somehow making these people it legal for them to be here, and therefore you can't call them illegal. And it's just garbage. And this is all stuff that Trump is going to reverse, maybe on day one. And here's what I realized the other day. Of course, we're planning to be there for the inauguration. And there's an antechamber to the Capitol building. So I just read about this the other day. When the president-elect gets sworn in, He then walks down the hall into this antechamber where there's a desk, and any bills that he's had executive orders already written up, ready to go. It's the same thing Joe Biden did when he took over. He doesn't even have to go back to the White House. He's going to walk in there and he's going to sign a bunch of these executive orders within minutes of being sworn in as president of the United States. And I really hope that's one of the things that he's turning over, Kim. I don't know that for sure, but I would hope that's one of them.
I would think so, because don't you agree that the economy and the border were probably the two biggest things that drove voters to the polls?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think people are sick of seeing people who are not citizens getting more rights than taxpaying citizens, and being protected more than taxpaying citizens, like Lake and Riley and other people who've been victims of criminals who should have been in jail.
Yeah, I think that. It is the tide's turning because, and here's why. The House initially approved this legislation in March with 37 House Democrats joining Republicans, and this time around it was 48. So it's still sad that not more Democrats voted with the Republicans to pass the Lake and Riley Act. But that does tell you that I think even some people who typically are, let's invite everybody and no border wall and all these things. I think even they're starting to see, okay, what we've been doing here, this whole kumbaya thing, let's just all hold hands and let everybody in, is clearly not working, and we have to do something about it.
Exactly. Well, that's a good thing. We're happy about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.